At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
September 17th, 2024. This is the Wrestling Inc. Podcast NXT Edition. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined once again by Emily May tonight to talk about the build to the NXT CW launch happening on October 1st. CM Punk appeared tonight. We had cameos. We had developments. We had story. And, you know, there were a couple matches thrown in for good measure. Emily, all in all, what did you think of tonight's show?
Oh my God. I feel like this last week was so streamlined, and tonight was like chaotic building of what's to come. In the sense of like, they're building to the debut on CW. So I felt like they would fit in so many segments, so many people obviously showing up, special guest CM Punk. So I feel like there was so much to like soak in and take in. With a little bit of wrestling, I feel like it was more establishing what's to come than really wrestling matches. But yeah, we'll talk about it.
I mean, they're building this up like it's a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Or a PLE, sure. As it were.
Yes.
Yeah. I have to admit at the beginning when I watch the WNBA, I do not watch the NBA. So when they had on screen Tyrese Halliburton, I was like, oh man, NXT is really going overboard with these new wrestler names. This is stretching.
I know. I was like, wow. I was like, that is a wrestling name if you have one. That is for sure a wrestling name. I was like, that's not a real player. Nope, it is.
It totally is. Cool. Well, let's dive into the news before we start talking about NXT. What happened today and yesterday in the world of professional wrestling?
Oh my goodness. Well, this weekend was a really big weekend for TNA. TNA was in San Antonio. So what was exciting is I was able to be there, but we had two big news items coming out of that pay-per-view weekend. During TNA's Victory Road, Indy Darling and current TNA star Steph DeLander announced that she needs neck surgery. Oh. So she canceled her scheduled mixed tag team match with longtime ally Matt Cardona, who also appeared on the TNA pay-per-view. So there's a lot. There was a lot of reactions online to this announcement, and this was live on the pay-per-view. And she says, "Yes, this is real. Please don't message me if I hate you. See you all in a few." As we know, neck injuries are very serious.
Yeah.
Very tricky to kind of, you have to really be careful. And she's saying this is legit. So
yeah. Wow.
Wish her well. And, absolutely. So that was some big news coming out of TNA's Victory Road this weekend. We also had, Ariana Grace, WWE NXT star, also was there live at, Victory Road. And it wasn't just any appearance. If no one knows, she is the daughter of former WWE star Santino Marella. So they were able to appear on screen together for really the first time, I guess, on the same pay-per-view on TNA Victory Road. And, you know, Grace is fulfilling her role as the NXT TNA liaison during this pay-per-view. And so we potentially can see more of this pairing, which I think is really exciting to have. Again, we have this NXT TNA crossover, And he seems very happy to be working side by side with his daughter. And I'm interested to see what else they do to play this up, either on NXT or TNA. I think it's really cool.
As Alicia is saying in the chat, yeah, it was a very cute clip between the two of them. Baby Ice saying that segment was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that they're playing off sort of the inside. If you know, it's extra special. So it's good. And with Ariana, I feel like, man, she was on a roll. They gave her that storyline with Gigi Dolin. Gigi Dolin got injured. We never got resolution on that. And since then, it just hasn't quite been the same.
Yeah. I mean, and Ariana, I was able to like get to know her a little bit this weekend. And she has such a presence and she just like comes to life on screen. And so these little segments, I mean, we've seen what she's done at NXT. And so that she's getting this, the ability to work on this elsewhere, I think is really, really, really good for her.
She's great. I think she's one of the most talented comedic actors in all of professional wrestling. When we got that moment of her and Chelsea Green, it was like, man, like there could be magic there. I just feel like they're giving her opportunities. And it actually frustrates me because I feel like she knocks it out of the park with every opportunity they give her. And then they're just like, nah, but we're not sure that we want to keep doing that. Nah, but maybe this. Nah, but maybe this. And I think she's got a ton of potential.
Yeah, no, and I think this is just the beginning where they can grow like a different part of obviously this crossover makes sense. Mm-hmm. That they would pair up, right? To have like TNA and Ariana, the NXT star, kind of be that person in between. And they do have such comedic timing. I think it's going to be a really great addition.
Yeah, absolutely. What else is going on?
Let's see. Out of the independent scene, I guess there's been rumors for a while about the Motor City Machine Guns obviously being wanted by WWE, Chris Sabin and Alex Shelley. It's been reported. So again, like they have not confirmed anything themselves, but supposedly, allegedly, Fightful and Pro Wrestling Insider are reporting that they have officially signed with WWE. I think late Friday night, it was confirmed that this happened. And again, the speculation is that they will debut on the CW for the NXT debut. For their NXT debut. So again, that's the rumor and speculation what's being reported. Dave Meltzer, Fightful, PWI, they're all confirmed that Motor City Machine Guns will be heading to NXT.
Yeah.
And we know like the Motor City Machine Guns, they left TNA, I think, back in March. So there was rumors that they would sign with AEW. So there was a lot of like back and forth for months now of like, where are they going to sign? Where are they going to go with? So this is going to be quite exciting. If this is all works out, I don't believe it until I see it happen. Right. I don't know about you, Glenn, but I'm like,
yeah,
I know personally. I wait until it all happens.
As Baby Ice is saying, they pop out after that NXT tag title match on October 8th, perhaps.
Yeah. So October 1st, October 8th, there's 2 weeks of like big CW shows. Mm. Obviously big names are going to be there at both. So I think anything's possible at this point. But yeah, I mean, I've seen them up close and personal through New Japan and other shows I've done across the independent scene. So, again, I can't personally confirm anything, but if it is all true, that all my friends are leaving and it's exciting.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anything else going on?
That is it. That is my news of the week.
Okay, awesome. Well, a lot to get into with NXT tonight. Coming to you live from the Performance Center. It's going to be weird when they go on the road again.
Aren't you excited though?
I am.
It gives everyone the ability, especially the young NXT stars that might not have been used to being on the road, to like get back on the road. They know what that feels like. It's important.
Well, especially for TV. I'm trying to think, when's the last time they did NXT weekly television on the road?
NXT specifically?
Yeah, like television, not a PLE.
Oh,
It can't be pre-tape at WrestleMania. I mean,
they do live shows. They do like their live house shows, but I don't.
No, remember. Those are loop though. Those are like the those are
loop. Call. Yeah, like, but yeah. I don't remember like an actual TV loop.
Okay, so not a TV loop. Okay, so they taped. I was at Access when they taped like a ton of matches that became shows in like 2016. I think they used to do this like a Takeover Brooklyn. They used to do, hey, we're having a PLE, but we're also going to tape. Yes. Like, but that's back when the show was an hour though.
Yeah, it was only like, yeah, I think it was just a different format, a different time.
Yeah, so they've never really done this before. Mm-mm. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think they're going to, I think it just gets everyone ready to be on the main roster eventually, right? Because you have to travel weekly for TV. So, I mean, I don't think they're going to go to that lengths yet, but I think it's always good to get that extra practice in.
Although I'm sure this is where it's like, you know, I'm 48 years old, but I'm essentially a child still, is because part of me is like, yeah, but NXT travel is more fun because they all have to go on the same plane together and the same bus together. It's like the European tour. It's not like main roster shows where they're all renting cars and splitting off into groups and, you know, it's like camp fun as opposed to band fun.
I mean, it could be. I mean, it do they get be. A big bus? I mean, I feel like they would have caravan. Like, I feel like for the loops, they get into cars and, you know, they all have their groups.
I don't know. I want that ride along. I know that happens with the Florida loop. With the Florida loop, since they're all going out of Orlando, they break up into, you know, subsets and travel. But yeah, I want that episode of ride along.
Who would you want in your car?
Well, you have to figure, like this is where it doesn't come down to kayfabe. Like, what I want to know is, does the D'Angelo family ride together in, like, a Lincoln SUV? Mm. With a driver, you know.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to be chauffeured around, or are you going to be like rolling down the window and do, you know, pushing the car? Like, whose car breaks down?
Oh, that would be amazing. Also, you know, like Lexus King has got like a broken down like PT Cruiser that needs to be push started, so he needs someone to push, and he pops the clutch, you know, and he insists that it's like a pimp ride, even though you know, it's a PT Cruiser. Put a lot of money into it. He doesn't want to give up on the car.
Do PT Cruisers even exist anymore?
I feel like they tried to bring that back a couple of years ago.
Because I feel like all the PT Cruisers are like out of commission now. I feel like
there's got to be some classic ones. There's got to be. I want to go to a classic car show and see like a fully restored PT Cruiser. You know, I knew people that drove those in my lifetime.
I'm gonna drive with Ava, the general manager. Because I feel like she would be like, okay, she's on time. She like knows the schedule. Cause me, I'm like type A. I gotta be like ready to go. I'm like, well, I'm going with management. That's Shawn Michaels can join too.
Oh, there you go.
We'll all be in the car together.
Now it's just Stevie Turner and Robert Stone arguing in the front seat while Ava's in the back with noise canceling headphones. You know.
But I feel like Trick Williams' car would be fun.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
I feel like Trick Williams would have good music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I know we kind of went down the...
No, this is important. This is important stuff.
This is very important because, you know, you never know when you need to be on a road trip. It's very important. You have to be ready for anything.
And here's the thing. G-Roj saying, I rented a PT Cruiser once. It was fun. I've ridden them. It's like, it's essentially just a Dodge Neon, like with a...
It's like a fake Volkswagen. It's like a Volkswagen with like a fake veneer.
Yeah, it's all like framing on it. It's all way they do it. There's nothing really special about it. I don't know. I was when I was in New York last month, like I was taking a Lyft and they were like, we're upgrading you for free to Lyft Black. And I was like, this is amazing. I want to travel this way all the time.
Are those is that like the fancy limos and stuff?
Yeah, it's just like a Lincoln Continental. It's like just a big SUV that's brand new, and you just get to sit in the back and you feel like you're an episode of Succession. Like being driven around Manhattan alone. And so I'm like, I should be talking on the phone or yelling at someone right now. This is the life, you know?
You need to be like, oh, those stocks, buy 500 stocks, 900 million each.
Yes.
Like, you gotta, like, you know, talk like you have something really
going on. When the stock drops to 10, buy it all. Yeah.
You want to be on the bus. I feel like Chase U would have a bus or like maybe a small minivan to all pile in, but I feel like they wouldn't have enough gas to get to where they needed to go. I feel like because of their financial issues, and I feel like they would need some donors to help out with their travel.
Yes, I feel like Sean Spears has a pickup truck and he's just got his disciples sitting in the bed in the back. And he's like, it's legal in Florida, guys. It's okay. You don't need seatbelts. Just hold on to something if we get into a
crash. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then you'll have a crocodile and like a thing of beer in the back.
See, this is good. I like that we're fantasy booking this like it's Wacky Races or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I want. I want like Midnight Madness. I want the Cannonball Run of NXT. All trying to get to it. That is a WWE Studios. If you're listening, this is a WWE Studios classic in the making.
Well, who would ride the crocodile? Ooh. Like, who would do crocodile races?
Hank and Tank.
Hank and Tank, and then who?
Maybe against reformed Brooks and Dunn. Pardon me, Briggs and Jensen. I can't believe I'm calling them by their real names.
Wow.
What is the level of respect I have for them?
No. You gotta respect.
I know.
But, Chase, you would break down, but have a car wash to get money. That's true.
Yes.
Have you done it? Yes, I've done the car washes.
Yeah, I think high school. But here's the thing, though. But now as a car owner, like maybe when I had like my first car and it was like kind of a junker, I would let that happen. Now I would not bring my car near a non-professional car wash. In fact, I won't even go through a car wash. I will only do touchless or hand wash. I will not go through the machines because it scratches the paint.
I love the drive-through car washes. That's like my favorite thing to do on a Sunday afternoon.
Interesting.
I get a Slurpee, go through the drive-through. I try to find a really like long one with like extra suds. The best.
Okay, so here's the question. Afterwards, because you know the auto dryer.
NXT.
No, this is important. We're going to get to NXT. This is what the people tune in for, Emily. Just we've done this a few times now. Now you know this is what the real show is.
This is the real show. I always bring the real show.
Okay, so here's the question though, because those auto dryers never do a great job. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're at a place where they hand dry, that's great. Tip them well. Most places do not. So my question is, do you get out with a microfiber cloth, which I sometimes do, and hand dry the rest, or do you do my other patented move of I'm going to get on the freeway and go 90 miles an hour to air whip the last droplets off?
No. So this is what I do. There's a car wash near me that I absolutely love that has the, I go through, it has the crazy little like monster things that look like giant monsters. They wipe my car and then it does, you're right. And it has big blowers that never blows
it all the water.
It all away. And then I get out and they have a place where you can get soapy, like washcloths and dry cloths. And they have the giant vacuums with the different nozzles.
Yeah. That's important.
They have like little ones and big ones. And I'll spend an hour. I'm telling you, I'm boring. It's my Sunday afternoon. And I go and I clean every little crevice in my car and I take the mats. Oh, and they have a machine. You put the mats in and they clean them. Oh, it's so fun. This is adulting, everyone.
I will leave people with this tip because, and Emily, you'll appreciate this. This is one of the best things I bought. It was like $40 on Amazon.
I get the little spray. Oh my God.
You got to get one of these on Amazon. It was like $40. And it's a little vacuum that's rechargeable. And it's got all the attachments that'll really go nook and cranny with it to detail car. But here's the best part. You can also then, there has attachments you can put on the back of the vacuum. And you can use it as an air blower if you need to like blow dust out. And I just keep this in my car.
Keep this on Amazon for me.
I just keep this in my car and it's great because I can just do little detailing on the fly when I just need to like get it clean, you know?
Okay, this is brilliant. You need to send me a link after.
So good. Okay.
Okay, so we have to get back on track.
17 minutes and 45 seconds in, let's talk about NXT this week.
It's very important.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Jack Farm with the Wrestling Inc. podcast, and a few years back, WWE sold a New Day-themed kit where people could make unicorn horn-shaped popsicles. They don't make them anymore, but you can still make your own popsicles, even without the kit, and get top-tier hydration in the process. In these post-SummerSlam dog days, Liquid IV is offering refreshing summer flavors like Popsicle Firecracker and Rainbow Sherbet to keep you cool and give you 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Liquid IV is always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It's great for a road trip to No Mercy or watching All In at home. Indulge in hydration this summer with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code WRESTLE at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WRESTLE at liquidiv.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
So we open tonight. They give us tonight. We're going to have this tonight. We're going to have this tonight. We're going to have this. And we have Ethan Page and Trick Williams looking to make their NXT championship match on October 1st official with a contract signing. They did announce that Sexy Red will be making her return to NXT on October 8th, which I'm sure excites a portion of the audience. She did get a good reaction at Battleground when I was there. We'll also have Randy Orton on the 8th. Miz will be hosting Miz TV on October 1st. And then Trick Williams came out, and it's interesting. Have we ever had a contract signing that's gone like super peaceful and well, and they just like shake hands and say, I'll see you there?
No, contract signings are not for that. You know that, Glenn. They never go right. So I'm not surprised this happened.
It's like, why? Why? Like, this was a hot show. It was good that this match is official, but it's like Ethan attacking Trick, and they didn't even sign the contract. This was just kind of like an anticlimactic ending to all this bravado that was in the ring.
Well, I mean, we know why it was the way that it was.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll get to that later, but like, obviously someone else had to officiate this contract signing. And I like some other like adults involved, because it seemed like they were acting like children.
Here's what was really weird about this is, and I mean, in a good way, it was funny to me that Ethan Page tried to pull the NX me, and then Trick said something along the lines of like, yeah, that branding ain't it. But it's like he could have really dug deeper, and he's like, no one says that. Like, stop trying to make fetch happen. This is never going to catch up.
Exactly. I did feel like it was a little Mean Girls moment. Where it's like Ethan's trying to get his taglines over, and no one is feeling it. No one's liking it. It's like you said, he's trying to make fetch happen.
It ain't never happening.
And it's not happening. He's trying to make Ethan Page, the ego era of NXT, happen, and it's not happening. And Trick Williams, I think, is going to put an end to it.
Well, and that's tonight. Okay, so we'll talk about the Roxanne segment, but I have to say, after tonight, I mean, I've been convinced Ethan's losing the title and Trick's winning the title, but it's like, I think Roxanne has a better shot at retaining her title in 2 weeks than Ethan does. I do not see, unless they're trolling us, it would be the ultimate troll job to have Ethan Page retain. But why? If you're the first night on the CW and you see Trick Williams, Mr. Charisma, audience behind him, everyone yelling whoop that Trick, like, it is a bad start with fresh eyes and a bigger audience to be like, no, we're keeping this other guy as champ.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I have my theories that there's going to be major title changes.
Sure.
For October 1st. Whether that happens before or on, I'm not sure based off of what happened tonight. Yeah. And we still have 2 weeks left.
Yeah, we'll see.
But I think the CW show has to be huge, and you have to have the audience behind the main people. So that's why I think there might be a change. Maybe not for all of them, but for some.
There'll be some stuff that happens. Backstage, we saw Tony D'Angelo confronting Hammerstone after his loss to Obafemi last week. Setting up a match between Tony D and Hammerstone for later in the evening. Lyra Valkyrie and Tatum Paxley came out to the ring to face Wendy Chu and Rosemary. Tatum and Lyra won, but what did you think about this match?
I mean, I am so Rosemary and Wendy, they obviously were at TNA this weekend too. And they're causing havoc in TNA. But this tag match was really incredible. Paxley and Valkyria are really kind of an incredible tag team. I mean, their look, their vibes, they're working together. They were doing moves that I have not seen a tag team do in a really long time, especially in NXT. And I think I'm going to predict that they are going to be facing Bianca and Jade soon.
Ooh, well, good opportunity. Not one they have strong odds of winning, but a good opportunity.
What I'm saying, I'm not necessarily saying they were going to win, but I'm saying that facing them, because we saw Jade and Bianca kind of say, hey, we're going to come to NXT and look at the debut on the CW. And I feel like they are setting up this tag team, even Rosemary and Wendy, as like a very solid tag team. Mm-hmm. I feel like Paxley and Valkyrie are stronger. They really just shine tonight.
This was a very, very fun match.
Mm-hmm.
Although, again, it's like you have to serve the needs of the storytelling. So I understand why Tatum and Lyra won. But Rosemary is so good. And I think that, you know, I'd like to see her get over a little more. I'm sure she's going to get some additional eyeballs on her from this. But yeah, I just think, I'd love to see her get a win.
Yeah, I mean, last week, Rosemary and Wendy Chu, they had that really kind of amazing media package. And mm-hmm. I just want to see more of that, especially heading into October and November. It's spooky season. I think them working together is really just a perfect matchup. And I do want to see them do more stuff either here or TNA.
And it is long-term storytelling, I feel like, to have Lyra and Tatum this way, right? Because it's like they had such a good story. I really hope that Tatum doesn't lose the kind of obsessive factor with it, because I think that's what makes this fun, right? It's like, it's cool to see Lyra, like, embrace her this way and not just be a little like weirded out by her sometimes, but still at the same time, like, you could tell that they come across as having a very genuine friendship, and I'm like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it seems like there is a genuine friendship, like they've been through it together, so I feel like that's what we're seeing, is like they're working together in that way. And you have to do that as a tag team. You have to know like strengths, weaknesses, what works, what doesn't. And they know like the losses they've had, the wins they've had. So I think that makes them a stronger team.
Yeah. And this was just a fun match tonight. Mm-hmm. So this was really good. But yeah, Rosemary and Wendy, phenomenal together. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see more of that as well.
Yeah.
Very cool. We went from that to Hammerstone versus Tony D'Angelo. And I have to say, technically a TNA talent got a big win over an NXT talent, because Tony D'Angelo, after a couple minutes, just walked out and was like, nah, I'm not doing this.
Nah. I mean, D'Angelo's kind of having a tough time, right? Like, he's trying to like bribe people. You know, Hammerstone wasn't successful last week. And then now Hammerstone gets a win. So it's like, He's not doing so well with the bribing or the wrestling right now.
He's got some issues, and we'll dive into that. We'll get to the bottom of
for sure. I feel like it's like he's having a there's a psychological game here that he's not winning either. And we saw that segment that like he's struggling a little bit. But this match definitely was a power game on many levels. And obviously, you know, Hammerstone was the successful one in this.
Got a win on NXT TV. That's what
which is like, that's incredible. To have that on NXT.
Bigfoot Seeker had pointing out, saying he believes he saw Billy Corgan in the back. I know he's got to be in Arizona tomorrow night for this tour with Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins are doing. The problem is I've now been conditioned that any like Gen X or bald dude to me, I'm like, oh, is that Billy Corgan? So I can't say that I spotted him tonight, but hey, the world is a vampire. So who knows?
I don't know. I didn't catch it, but
we'll see. I'm sure there'll be a story online. Sure, Wrestling Inc. will have a story.
Yes. Get all of your news stories.
Yes, Wrestling it's important. I'm sure we'll find out more soon. Despite all his rage, he's still just a rat in a cage. So what else happened tonight? I'm going to stop with the Smashing Pumpkins references.
I know. I was like, you're throwing out lyrics. You're like deep cut lyrics.
Well, there. It's not that. I mean, is that one that really that deep cut? Like tonight was like a big hit, you know? I'm stopping myself right now from so much more is in my head that I'm just not going to do it. Okay. So let's talk more. But first, we got a super chat. Okay. Stressla. Ooh, I like that name. Hashtag Stressla.
Yes, Stressla. Hi, Stressla.
$5. What type of WWE PLE would you like to see take over the Las Vegas Sphere? Whose entrance? Noche UFC was game changing for TKO and WWE. People loved that. I heard nothing but great things about it.
Oh my goodness. What? I don't know. What premium live event would you want to see in the Sphere?
I mean, Hell in a Cell would be cool because you could do something with like.
Sphere is the cell.
Ooh, you know what it should be? Remember those old big like dome jungle gyms as a kid that we would climb on that was like the big like sphere shape? Have Hell in a Cell in that.
Yes, let's do it. Make it make it sphere shaped and then it's not square and then you're stuck in there.
And they're climbing all over it. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like in the big geodome. No entrances. I mean, I think any entrance would look amazing.
Any entrance, on that screen.
They could do so much with that. Problem is, I'm pretty sure if I go to the Sphere and I look at all that, pretty sure I would barf because it looks like there's a lot going on and
it
I hear a lot of people.
It does look like there's a lot going on. I get motion sick. And so my friend who saw some concerts there said, depending on where you're sitting, you get really like, because you're really up in. And you're like surrounded by the media and it just gets a very, so if you can't do like IMAX movies or things like that, you might, it might affect you a little bit.
Yeah. It's, I think it'll be cool. It's going to happen sooner than later. I like Baby Icing, put my vote in for Great Balls of Fire. Why didn't that become an annual thing? That had so much potential.
So much potential. Bring it back.
Bring it back with the song. So Zachary Wentz appeared at ringside to explain Wesley attacking Trey Miguel. Wesley later explained it as Trey was the chaos agent. You need to take him out to make sure that Wentz and Lee are going to have a fair street fight. I respect that Wes went to Dayton, Ohio to take out Trey Miguel.
That was a long flight to go and take.
That's a ways. And, I mean, it's not like the longest, but it's a
I
way.
Love how like the NXT parking lot is dangerous. And then also parking lots
in general.
And I guess in Dayton, Ohio are dangerous too.
Yes. So, Tyrese Halliburton was backstage assuring Avery can make that contract match happen to our contract signing happen tonight for the championship.
I mean,
match.
I love how she's going. She's like, you know what? I can't get myself to do it. It's obviously like, she can't get the it to happen the normal way, so she's bringing in some NBA backup.
Sure.
The NBA backup, you know, like a whole team, which we eventually see.
It was whatever. Suspend disbelief. Just go with it. So Eddie Thorpe took on Ashante the Adonis. This was good.
Yes.
I don't know.
How do you feel about this? You seem kind.
I know it's fine. I like Eddie Thorpe. Thorpe's cool, you know. Ashanti's gimmick has been good, but yeah, I think this was fine.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, so I felt like there was so much like packages and moments and little things happening that like, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh, we're in a match.
Yeah,
we're gonna watch a match now.
Yeah,
this
has stakes, sure. Barely a build, but I don't know. Eddie Thorpe, man, I want them to give him something really good.
Yeah,
he's talented, but they keep kind of putting him in these silly little feuds.
Yeah, I mean, like how big? I feel like they're working on some bigger feuds with other people right now, and so I feel like he's kind of like they're not quite sure which feud to attach him to.
Yeah, yeah. Alicia's saying Ashanti's becoming the backstage creep. That was kind of Alexis King's thing. I don't know what with Alexis now. It's just Alexis King's gimmick now is 100% facial hair. Like that's his gimmick.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, he used to have like, oh, I'm not my dad's son and mm-hmm. I'm my own man and I'm kind of a little toxic and weird. But nope, now it's just facial hair. And he doesn't like electronica. Or techno. We heard from CM Punk. This was interesting. He went out and he cut kind of a CM Punk-y promo. He hyped some NXT. I like that he started talking about NXT talent that he wanted to face. And he was naming like Carmelo Hayes and Braun Breaker and people already on the roster.
Yeah, that's why I was confused. I was like, is he naming just everyone? Because a few of those are on the main roster.
And then he shouted out Alexis King's facial hair. This seemed very not written, and that's fine.
How do you feel about Alexis King's facial hair?
It's ridiculous.
Are you liking it?
No, it's ridiculous.
I feel like it's those old late night commercials at like 1 or 2 in the morning where you're like, let me spray on my hair.
The one thing last week, like my wife and I were looking at that, we're like, what is going on with this? And what is real and what is not? He looked like
I don't know what's reality anymore.
He looked like something. Remember, you know the show Lazy Town? Like he looked like something out of Lazy. Look up any. Don't watch the Lil Jon remix. It's a little risque, but Lazy Town was like a kid show out of I think like Norway or something somewhere in Europe, and is like everyone has this really kind of like pseudo fake look about them, mm-hmm. and Alexis King looks like he could be a Lazy Town villain.
Yeah, no, he totally has that villain look.
Yeah, but like cartoon villain, not like
yeah,
not like James Bond villain, or you know, or like real villain, but like maybe villain in a kid show, mm-hmm. like he's got a beef with the Power Rangers.
Yeah, is he the villain in like the Powerpuff Girls or something?
Oh, there you go. Sorry, I'm looking now at Lazy Town characters. And I'm like, that totally looks like Alexis King. You could totally be a part of that.
I know. I'm like looking up like villains.
Yeah. But Punk was interrupted by Roxanne Perez. And this was kind of weird. At first, I was like, oh my God, they're not making her do this thing. When she's like, if I was 13 years old, I would be freaking out about this. And I was like, you're undoing all the heel build you've done with her. But then when she said I made a mistake, I should have been a Drew McIntyre fan, I was like, aha,
yes.
Yeah, I was like that. Now that then it got good.
Heel Roxanne Perez. I loved it because I was like, ooh, they're gonna pull all the way back from when she was like, yeah, it was a dream of mine to work with you and meet you and all that. I was like, okay, they're gonna pull that in because obviously it's CM Punk.
Yeah.
But then they turned it around. They flipped it on its head. And that's what I loved. I was like, ooh, it was a good reveal.
It was good. Also, though, I know that WWE loves that they've got this archive of footage now of current mm-hmm. NXT talent that they just happened to have when they were a kid, like at a meet and greet or an audience. I know they love that.
Yeah.
You guys have been overdoing that a little bit lately with NXT. Mm. It's not special anymore.
You think so?
You don't think? Because I think with Roxanne, I mean, Roxanne's like the epitome. I mean, there's pictures of Roxanne with everybody. Because Roxanne's not that. I mean, she's really young. Like, so the network existed when she was going to these events. And with Javon Evans, they were doing this a lot. Mm-hmm. They've leaned in this a little much.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think it gives it a little bit more heart. It's not manufactured.
You know who's got to be really annoyed by this, though, is Izzy. Because I feel like that was her spot. Like, she's like the ultimate fan that was established as a child, as a fan on TV.
Yeah, but... like,
that was kind of her trajectory.
It just means she has to... I mean, again, that's not the topic of conversation. But as someone that's worked with her, it just means that she has to establish herself in a different way. Like, you can't necessarily...
No, she's putting in the work. She's been putting in the reps.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't necessarily... I mean, yeah, it's great to have footage like that. Mm-hmm. But nothing's guaranteed.
No, right? I know.
You just got to...
I know. Like, but that's what I'm saying. She should be the saltiest about this.
Yeah.
That was her story waiting, yeah, you know?
I know.
Anyhow, I digress. So CM Punk annoyed about being interrupted. Julia came out. CM Punk has to separate them. CM Punk ain't referee in this match, though.
No. Would you want him to referee that match? No.
Why else did we have this promo and him in the middle of it? This totally stepped on what they did later in the show.
Yeah.
I mean, I get they wanted to have him at the turn of the hour for the boost, maximize the CM Punk opportunity.
They used him to make Roxanne have that heel moment a little bit more.
Sure.
I think that's why, like, they set that up that way, where, like, CM Punk is gonna, like, hype the crowd up, hype the October 1st premiere he's on. Like, I think they had to have it happen. But then I was also wondering why he came out later too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
How I would have. Then, but here's the thing, though. They've leaned so hard now into saying, well, enjoy it while it lasts, Roxanne, because in 2 weeks, Julia's beating you. I no longer think Julia is beating her in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it would have... See, I have mixed feelings about this, because I feel like Julia... Like, I feel like Julia would be... could... dethrone Roxanne.
Absolutely. And a week ago, I would say she's going to.
But do you do it on the premiere of a new network show with someone that might not be as established with that demographic?
That's why.
Of, like, a United States audience. Roxanne would be more established in the sense of, like, US audiences. Julia might need more time for introduction. Not that she can't dethrone later. So I think the ability for Julia to do it is there. Like, she could easily do it, no problem. But whether it makes sense for the premiere, I'm not sure. But I think it is going to be a big fight feel. And Roxanne's going to have a huge fight ahead of her to maintain that championship.
A week ago, I would have put a decent amount of money on Julia winning. But now that they keep saying... Now that... On television, they're saying, like, her losing.
Yeah.
Like, when they start pushing a narrative, that's where I was like, oh, I don't think that's what's happening.
I don't think they would push the narrative as much of, like, you're losing to Julia. I feel like you don't need to say that.
Yes. That's the point. They're trying to pull
the rug from under us, and everything will change on October 1st. It could be where literally every title changes.
Okay, well, we shall see what happens.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm playing, like, throwing the cards, throwing the dice.
Okay, so after that, what happened after that? Oh, the NQCC with Charlie Dempsey and Ren Sinclair took on Cedric Alexander and Javon Evans. Can we talk about how great that moment was? Backstage with Ren going back there, interrupting Kalani Jordan, and then slapping her across the face and said, oh, Charlie said I had to take my shot. So
it was a perfect moment.
That was great.
Funny. It was serious. Ren, like, ran off. Her facial expressions were iconic.
No, it was my favorite thing that happened tonight was this moment.
Yeah, it was so funny. It went viral on social media right away. Like, once that happened, everyone on social media was talking about it. And
yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I think what's funny is like Charlie Dempsey was like, hey, shoot your shot, Ren. Like you gotta like make a name for yourself, right? Like don't necessarily be with our group right now. And what's funny is I've been wondering, like, when is she gonna get her singles run? Like when is she really gonna like break apart from the group? And I love how it was not subtle.
No.
She didn't say like, okay, we're gonna, all right, I'll confront this person and then, you know, and then the next week maybe I'll like attack someone in the parking lot. And you know, like there was no strategy. She was like, no, I'm gonna do it right now. There's no waiting. And I love how ballsy that was, that she just went for it.
That's great.
Slap heard around NXT.
This match was good. Cedric and Javon won. But the big announcement was after, when they announced that Javon's going to face Randy Orton on October 8th. And yes! I predict Javon Evans is going to set a record for the highest height someone has fallen from to take an RKO.
Really? You think, really?
Yeah, he's got, I mean, Javon gets so much air.
He does.
His whole gimmick is bouncy.
He does get bouncy and like 20 feet in the air. I could see him.
Yeah, this is going to be the biggest. This is going to be bigger than what happened with the curb stomp into the RKO. Mm-hmm. This is going to be the most air anyone has gotten before taking an RKO.
Will it be the Guinness World Record? Is that even a category? Let's make it a category.
I'm sure TKO is looking how to do it right now.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
No, I'm so excited for this match, actually, because I think there was a lot of speculation because the venue changed for the October 8th show, and a lot of speculation about Randy Orton, what would happen. And so I'm so glad this was announced tonight. I think this is a great opportunity for him. He's incredible. I love what he's been doing on NXT. So I'm ready for him to face a legend like Randy.
Yeah.
It's just such an incredible opportunity for him.
No, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great match. Yeah. And then we had, let's talk about Tony D'Angelo's backstage segment. Tony admitted to Riz that he is scared about facing Obafemi again.
Yeah.
See, projected vulnerability.
Yeah, this was a very vulnerable segment. I felt like I was kind of watching The Sopranos here a little bit, a little dramatic. That's the insight you're seeing into his psych. Remember, we talked about, or I mentioned his psychological mental state. I feel like he is vulnerable right now. He's not coming off of some losses. And I'd be nervous too to face Obafemi. I mean, he's been beating everyone. So I'd be pretty concerned. And he needs to think about, like, why is he facing him again? Yeah, he'll lose. But what is another loss? What's another loss mean to him? Like, what is that going to do to his mental state and his future in NXT?
Well, like, that Chase U promo was very similar in a weird way.
Yeah.
You know, Chase U and the D'Angelo family, the sweethearts of NXT, the main characters of NXT for the last 2 years, are both going through some tough times.
I know. And it's like, you want to just give them a hug. And that was a really, it's a pretty significantly long segment than some of the other ones. Mm-hmm. And I felt like this had to have that slower pace because they were emotionally trying to show the vulnerability of both of them. Rizzo trying to help, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to convince someone to like face their fears in any capacity, whether it's an opponent, whether it's going after something. So this was a good like pacing after all the other segments.
Well, I mean, and then we had Brooks Jensen versus Deion Lennox.
More wrestling.
Yeah, just gonna let it hang there because I'm like, Brooks is such a heel, he took Deion Lennox's glasses.
Yeah, what's with all the glasses? You gotta be careful. If I took my glasses off, and I wouldn't be able to see, and then to wrestle, that's not
one to put on someone else's glasses. I mean, that'll,
yeah, that'll like, then you're like all over the place, right? I'd be like pressing buttons, I can't see.
Yes, well, Brooks won, Sean Spears was there as well. Then we had Lola Jane, Lola Vice versus JC Jane with Fatal.
I was like, whoa, combined.
I get weird little light dyslexia moments sometimes when reading things. This was a good hard-hitting match, but it was really about what happened at the end when Lola Vice won and then Fatal Influence attacked her and then Jada Parker came out to help make the save, but then Jada and Lola looked like they were going to get into it. So there's something going on there.
Yeah, there's definitely they're building to some inner conflict here between all of them.
Followed then our main event segment, which was Tyrese Halliburton. Again, really sounds like an elaborate wrestler name, but apparently he's a real NBA player.
It does. He is a real NBA player. You can follow him.
And he was in the Olympics. Olympic gold medalist.
Olympic gold medalist, yes.
Ether Page and Trick Williams were putting pen to paper for their NXT match. And some of the Indiana Pacers were there. Surprised people weren't mobbing.
The whole team.
Yeah, people weren't mobbing the Indiana Pacers.
Would they mob them? They have to be careful in the parking lot.
Oh well, you always have to be careful in the
NXT. What are their road trips like?
They get a bus and private jet.
That's true.
They don't have to fly commercial. So I assume. Okay, but here is NXT going to Indiana? What's the connection? Because they're going to Chicago. They're going to St. Louis. Just why the Pacers crossover?
I don't know.
Tyrese is a big fan.
I mean, he wore the Shawn Michaels shirt.
Okay. Well, yeah, but that's not, I mean, like a big fan of NXT. I don't know. Just curious. I thought he was good. To Mr. X's point, like he was good on the mic. That's not my issue. I'm just trying to figure out. Oh, yeah. You're saying that the Pacers would help keep the peace.
Okay. I'm looking real quick so we can like have some answers.
Okay.
To. Hold on. What? Nope. I don't know. All right. We got to figure this out. This has to be something. We'll let you all know. But there has to be a show or something.
There's got
to
be some reason. Pacers aren't like the NBA champs or anything.
I don't think so.
I only follow the WNBA.
You guys.
I bought NBA 2K25 just because there's a full WNBA mode in the game, and that's all I've played. I play as the Aces. I've created my dynasty. Somehow on the Aces, we managed to sign both Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese.
Wow.
The power, and I'm keeping like, you know, all the Asia Wilson and the Aces powerhouses. We're quite dominant. But yeah, I know nothing about the actual NBA.
Well, so I won't add you to my fantasy team then. I don't think any of us should have a fantasy team at this point.
I don't get the fantasy sports thing. I never have.
Oh no. Don't talk to Justin and Jack. They like will go off on it.
Really? It's so crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, Trick and Ethan are having this match. But then CM Punk came out and he said, I'm going to referee this match. And he said, if y'all want to fight now, start fighting now. And
so yes, I love this moment. Do you think CM Punk's a good referee? I don't think he's very good.
Drew McIntyre is going to show up. There will be
Drew's going to shenanigans. I mean, do you think he'll wear special pants like Seth Rollins?
Oh, maybe.
You think CM Punk will have like a cool outfit, cool ref outfit?
Maybe he'll have the black and white stripes, but they'll be like X's. Maybe. Or something. Yeah.
But I loved this last shot of tonight's show where CM Punk just was like standing back and was like, you can fight now. And then both of them, they're all fighting. They get broken up by security. And this was like such a cinematic shot of them just like, of CM Punk just sitting back causing trouble in NXT, and it was like
good.
So perfect. And I liked how this did. I know we were wondering like, what is CM Punk doing with like the Roxanne and then this, but I feel like this makes sense now, this moment, because he's causing havoc and he's going to ref this match. And who knows if other people will interfere, if he'll get knocked out, if he'll get involved, I don't know, but we have to watch.
I'm pretty sure Trick Williams is winning that title. 2 weeks.
So I think Trick's going to win. I know we're not talking predictions, official predictions yet.
Yeah.
I think we have to wait a little bit because I think the next 2 weeks on NXT are going to be wild. But I think Trick is my winner right now. I think Roxanne will retain. And then I know next week we're going to have a Women's North American Championship match next week. So I
Kalani versus Ren.
And I think that might, I don't know. Is that going to change hands before October 1st? I don't know. I have my like personal choice, but like my analytics brain goes a different direction.
I mean, that would be the first title outside the Heritage Cup held by the NQCC, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be huge.
Yeah.
Good on Ren if she, she's able to pull that off.
I know. That would be like her first big NXT championship win.
Yeah. Which she was not, I mean, I'm not talking about who's deserving or who's not, but that would be bold to have her win that title before Sol Ruka, Thea Hale.
Yeah. That's true.
JC Jayne even. Although JC's maybe JC's a legitimate contender for the main championship when they want to make that happen.
Yeah.
Exciting times. I feel like we're coming up on the end of an era in NXT. October 1st, it's going to be the C-Dub era.
Mm-hmm.
New times, new things.
Yeah. So October 1st, Glenn, we have to wear fancy outfits.
Oh.
It's the premiere.
Got my clothing rack in here. I think I've got some fancy stuff.
2 weeks to think about it because it is the debut on the CW. So we're going to go all out.
I'll have to decide. Do I go with shiny or crushed velvet? I'll have to make a decision.
Mm. You gotta test the cameras.
Yeah, I know. The shiny before, it's why I can't wear sunglasses on the air because it just reflects the ring light. It's a whole thing. My desk, I don't really file things away. I just keep things that were one-time bits that somehow end up.
Oh my goodness.
Here, living on my
desk. Need a cigar. I don't have anything. I don't have anything going around. I cleaned up my studio today. What?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I don't have anything fun.
Oh, my Uncle Howdy mask is.
Maybe this won't work for the CW premiere.
Yeah, I've got some. Might
go a little more profesh.
Yeah, I don't know where my Uncle Howdy mask. Might have a mind of its own.
For next week, you can bring it out.
Oh, we'll figure it out. But no, I got stuff.
Yeah.
It'll be good. They are showing the commercial for that new TV series, Scare Tactics. It's going to have Cody Rhodes in the New Day doing a prank. And the only reason I want to watch it is, are they going to make a reference to Swerved, the late, great prank show on the WWE network?
I don't know. And you heard the big news today, right?
Wait, which one? The what now?
The December 14th.
Oh, that's right. Saturday night's main event.
Yeah. Did you see I loved the trailer tonight. Yeah. I was like, oh, it gave me all the feels.
Although I have a little bit of a confession from when I was a kid. Like in the later 80s, I would be bummed SNL wasn't on that week.
Yeah. Well, luckily now with streaming, you can all watch it right away.
Yeah, it's true. No, I'm looking forward to it. Okay, well, you can find Emily at Emily May Heller online. Mm-hmm. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein.
Are you excited, Glenn?
I am. Okay? I'm tired. Okay. I'm tired, people. Longtime fans of the pod they think this is a running joke, but my wife is out of town this week. So whenever that happens, I'm just exhausted. Aww. Because we have a lot of cats. There's a lot of upkeep involved with it's a cat rescue basically that we're running with the same five cats.
Oh,
we rescued them years ago, but it's a lot. So it's just a lot with the cats, a lot with keeping up the house, keeping work stuff. And every time, here's the cycle. Every time she goes out of town and night one, it's like, I've got all of Las Vegas to myself. What insanity and hijinks and shenanigans are I'm going to get up to? And then, by like the night of day two, I'm like, just please come back. How many more days until she's home? because I don't know, like, I'm just so used to our routine.
I know. It's hard. I see, I'm the opposite. I'm always the one going out of town. And so my house turns in, you know, it's fine. There's finally order. Cause I'm like a tornado that comes through, like, and then like have to.
When I travel as well from time to time, but yeah, it's just so different. And Danny, speaking of a throwback, the pizza cup. So I've got the frosted blue and red Coca-Cola and Pepsi style cups. I've got they're in the cabinet. I just haven't been drinking out of those. You know, shout out to Matt Cardona, because on his Twitter, I saw like maybe 2 years ago, those little glasses that are shaped like a soda or beer can. And I instantly fell in love with those. And we ordered like a dozen of those. And I drink out of those all the time now. But when I'm on the air, I usually grab like a Lemon Perfect, or I've got my reusable water bottle. So if I'm not drinking that, I'm just not using the plastic cups. I still use the plastic cups for protein shakes primarily, or if I want to make just like a quick latte or something. Yeah. But I still have the old school cups.
Awesome.
Alicia A wants to know what I'm going to watch. So that's the other thing. I always think, oh, I'm going to watch horror movies and deep dramas, like all the stuff my wife never wants to watch. And last night I was flipping around the bootleg cable, and there was just a channel that just, you know, they have channels that just stream TV, like of one show. And there's one that was, I was like, oh, I'll just watch for a second my beloved UK comedy Peep Show from the creators of Succession. And I turned it on around season 5, and then I like didn't go to bed till the last season was done. And I swear I've seen all those episodes easily a dozen times, but I love it so much.
Yeah, I've been like watching all the real crime stuff, which I only have during the day. I can't watch it at night.
Oh, it's no, it's too scary.
Me out too much. So I've been doing all the real crime stuff. So
yes. Yeah.
And then I did finish Emily in Paris, which it's one of those shows that it's one of those you put on at the gym and you watch it, and
yeah.
It has no substance whatsoever.
Okay.
But I'm addicted to it, which is, you know, frustrating, because I'm like, now I got to know it's a soap opera. I have to know what's going to happen.
I hear you. And they renewed it. So there was a couple trips ago, maybe it was a year ago, I was determined I was going to learn one dance routine from a Step Up movie when my wife was out of town and surprise her with that when she came back.
Oh, no.
And I got like 3 moves into it, and I was like, I can't do this.
Do you need a dance lesson? I'll give you a dance lesson.
No, I love the Step Up movies, and I love break dancing, and I wish I could dance, but I cannot dance. It just does not work.
It's okay. That's okay. At least you tried. It's the thought that counts.
I know.
It's the effort.
Love the Step Up series. So good. Second
yeah,
only
there is
to like
a new Matlock show. Did you hear about that with Kathy?
I heard.
Yeah, there's a new Matlock show. I have not seen it. I've seen some trailers and stuff, but
yeah.
I feel like Kathy Bates is a good actress. So I feel like
yeah.
Off.
I think Marvel's Agatha All Along dropped today. But that I have to save till the wife gets back, and we'll watch that together. Yes. That's the other thing too, you know, because I'm sure you have this. Well, there's some shows that are like cornerstones of the relationship, like you can't watch that alone. That's essentially being like TV unfaithful.
We have very different okay shows we like, so honestly we just watched
nothing you watch together.
No, not really.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. That is like a cornerstone. I mean, we have like oldies we'll watch together.
Okay.
Like the X-Files.
Okay.
Stuff that like was like we remember and we're like, oh no, we'll go on. But that's stuff we've seen before, so it's not new stuff that we fight over.
There's like, nothing new.
Crown, I would watch The Crown, and like he's like, I'm going in the other room.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's fine. We also have different work schedules too. So
okay.
It doesn't matter.
No TV you watch together.
No, not really.
Interesting. Okay. I'm not judging. I couldn't live that life.
I'm trying
but
to
I respect that you do.
Show we watch together.
Wow.
I can't remember. I know. I'm boring. I'm totally like anti, you know, at all.
That's fine. Well, we'll just let that hang
there.
It makes
life easier. So there's no fighting.
But I see, I'm afraid if we split up our TV watching habits, I don't know that we would spend that much time together. like our evenings would just kind of be like, well, like I might as well just have like a second family at that point with other cats. Yeah. Cause it's like, cause what am I doing? Look, well, I'll be over here isolated from you. Yeah. Don't interrupt me.
True. I mean, we do have morning shows. We watch like Colbert and Jon Stewart.
Okay.
Those were like, so the like morning shows we'll watch cause our schedules sync with that, but we're not like.
But yeah. Is there pleasant indifference? Because that's also important. Because there could be stuff that you don't necessarily both love, but that kind of byproduct. So I was hanging out the other night.
We're going on a rant.
That's fine. It's the end of the show. It's the end of the show. Yeah. So I actually, this is germane. This comes back to wrestling. So I was hanging out the other night. A very good friend of mine is in a band called Tsunami Bomb. They were playing at Area 15, ew, opening for Face to Face. I was hanging out with them after, and I was hanging out with some of my friends. Fiance's friends who are locals to Vegas, and I was talking to the woman of the couple, and I was saying I do a wrestling podcast, and she was asking me questions. I was like, oh, do you watch wrestling? And she said, well, he watches wrestling, so I kind of by proxy watch wrestling. I'm like, well, what does he watch? She's like, he watches AEW. And I'm like, okay, then, like, we have some things to talk about. And I was like, yeah, who's your favorite wrestler? And she was like, well, I'm not sure. I'm like, who do you, when they're on screen, you pay extra attention to? And she said, Orange Cassidy. So I was like, okay, great gimmick. One of the best gimmicks in wrestling. And she was like, I used to like Mox, but not so much anymore. I really like MJF. Mm-hmm. Like Toni Storm has a great gimmick. So it was interesting though, how, because she, again, did not describe herself as a wrestling fan, yet she had a lot of knowledge.
But had knowledge, enough knowledge to like certain wrestlers.
Yeah, I thought that was very interesting. I was
trying to find my MJF cat. Oh. I'm just going to show you next week. I'll show you. So MJF, I got an MJF cat plushie.
Oh, nice.
It's a cat just like MJF.
Mm. That's adorable.
Anyway, I was going to say,
yeah,
we do watch the Dodger game together.
Okay. Sports counts.
So it's not technically a TV series, but mm-hmm, we do watch the Dodger game together. So okay, there you go.
There you go.
We're not completely weird, just slightly weird.
No, it's fine. I mean, and I have shows, you know, and you know, this is where things are lopsided, is because like I'm not a very good passive watcher. Mm-hmm. Like I need to either be on my phone preoccupied, or I will talk so much during a show I'm not interested in that no one will ever watch it with me again.
Oh, that's a no-no. I am the typical, I ask too many questions on movies or new shows or things like that, and I get in trouble where they're, he's like, stop talking. I'm watching it just as much as you are.
So I have
you don't need to ask questions. I'm like, okay.
I have the opposite thing where I'll be like, do not go on Wikipedia and read the synopsis and spoil what happens.
Oh yeah.
While we're watching.
I do the quizzes, like I'll look at the trivia on IMDb because I'm like, oh, where'd they film this? And I'll go like down a rabbit hole. And then I'm like, oh, did you know that that scene was filmed here? And he's like, can I just like watch it?
No, that I like. That's acceptable. I don't like when I accidentally spoil what's about to happen in the movie.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Is the worst. Anyway. Yeah,
anyhow. Okay, hey, everyone.
Wants it.
Yes. Everybody, let us know what you're watching in the comments. Let us know what you're excited for. Is there going to be a second season of The Wrestlers? It's been a year since the first season dropped. We need a second season.
No, but Heels is on Netflix.
I know. I heard.
Coming to Netflix.
Yeah, they added a bunch of stars and AMC content and a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, CM Punk is in Heels.
There you go. Well, everybody, tomorrow night, tune in for AEW coverage, and we will catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Take care.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less cards going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.